श्रीमद्भागवतम 7936 एवं सहस्रवदनां ऋषिः करोरु नासाद्य कर्ण नयनाभरणायुधाद्यं मायां मयं सदुपलक्षित सन्निवेशं दृष्ट्वा महापुरुषम् आप मूडं विरिञ्चः. सो हियर द सीक्वेंस ऑफ द events that happened at the start of creation, the events that are so much of a standard of how the subsequent souls who seek illumination will need to follow those footsteps. So the symbolic of the process of creation, they are being described by Prahlad Maharaj. So now interesting, when Prahlad Maharaj is offering these prayers, Brahmaji is also present. In fact, it is Brahmaji who told Prahlad Maharaj to go and pacify Narasimhadeva. So, Prahlad Maharaj is remembering Narad Muni, his spiritual master, by whose grace he practiced devotional service. And Prahlad Maharaj is also remembering Brahmaji, who actually directed him to go forward and approach Lord Narasimhadeva. And he is remembering how, from the beginning of creation, Brahmaji got the mercy by a particular process. That process is the process of devotional austerity. So the ripe fruit of that process, the nectar, as it is said, mudam virinchaha. Muda is joy, great joy. So virinchaha is Brahmaji. So Brahmaji became joyful on seeing evam sahasra vadanangri shiraha karoru. So this description is similar description of the Vishwarupa, where there are hundreds of hands and hundreds of legs. So like that, Sahasra Vadanangri. So, thousands of mouths, legs, head, hands, nose, ears, everything like that. And similarly, there are weapons also. Ornaments and weapons. Abharana and Ayudham. Na Mayamayam. So, Mayamayam means this is not actually Mahamaya, this is Yoga Maya. So, the Lord is manifesting all these opulences by his internal potency. Sada upalikshita. So these are his lakshana, sannivesham, and they are all combined together. So by seeing this, Brahmaji is feeling completely fulfilled to have the direct darshan of the Supreme Lord, for which sake he had performed such long austerities. So Prahlada is remembering that Brahmaji had darshan of the Lord, and similarly now I am having darshan of the Lord. And just as Brahmaji had to perform austerity, now Brahmaji's austerity was he had to fight against his own environment. We know that he had to fast and turn inwards for a long time. At that time, the storm started blowing, and it seemed as if the whole either lotus flower on which Brahmaji was seated, that may itself topple off because of the storms. Or he may be toppled off, he may be thrown off from the top of the lotus, and he became fearful. But somehow Brahmaji persevered in the austerities. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj was also threatened. So he was threatened by Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu's associates, who actually tortured and tried to kill him. So both, before they could actually get darshan of the Lord, had to go through enormous troubles. Prahlad Maharaj's troubles were even worse in one sense, because he knew from whom they were coming. It was coming from his father directly. For Brahmaji, the troubles were coming from the forces of nature. He did not know who was the source. So when we know that somebody who is meant to love us is causing us trouble, then the suffering that comes is far greater than it would be otherwise. Now, if somebody slanders us, we feel bad. But if a friend whom we trusted slanders us, we feel even worse. So, now when Prahlad Maharaj has darshan of the Lord, he is thinking that just as Brahmaji was feeling blissful, Prahlad Maharaj is also feeling blissful. Mudam. So, when one beholds the beauty of the Lord, actually all one's miseries, all resentments, all frustrations, they all go away. And soon we will see in the next way, Prahlad Maharaj will ask that, let my father be forgiven. Now, Prahlad Maharaj always had a saintly disposition, and he never desired harm for his father. He always wanted to the ultimate good, and that's why he tried to give good instruction to his father also. That is Hiranyakashipu. Now, in this case, we see that Actually, the fruit of austerity is sweet. And by meditating on that sweet fruit, we can get the motivation to tolerate and penetrate through the initial poison that is there in austerity. The same applies to our cultivation of remembrance of Krishna while chanting, while studying, while following the process of Krishna consciousness and the regulative principles therein. By meditating on how there is a supremely sweet fruit waiting, and Brahmaji has seen it, Prahlad Maharaj has seen it, and we will all relish that fruit, that darshan of the Lord. By meditating on that sweet fruit that awaits us at the end of our journey, we can get the strength to persevere in our journey no matter how great the difficulties. Thank you.